works. And you, I mean, and Clinton today is a classic example of this. I mean, he does not want to throw in the towel. He does not want to admit all the things that he appears to be guilty of because of what it will do to the system, not to him particularly. How Lyndon Johnson couldn't have seen this is beyond me. I was in Vietnam at the time. His throwing in the towel came as a great shock to us. I suppose I thought a little more personally or viscerally, because at the time I had this, what was called a regional assignment for the State Department, which involved traveling the world and lecturing, attending conferences, and trying to explain, if not defend, the American position in Vietnam. And it's very hard to answer a question when somebody gets up and says, your president has just thrown in the towel. How can you continue to defend this policy? Or the subsequent policies? What are you people doing in Vietnam, I would be asked. Well, why are you fighting in Vietnam? Well, we're fighting to get out. That's it? Yeah, that's it. That's what we're there for, is to get out. Why don't you just walk away? Well, we can't do that. But what we're trying to do, we have this program of Vietnamization, turn the thing over to the South Vietnamese, get out under the best possible arrangement. But I can tell you this makes my 2,000 lectures in 20 countries made it very difficult to defend the American position, and so I guess I got particularly bitter at the time, not about the war, but about people in Washington. Much of that has ameliorated since. I'm not mad anymore. Anyway, to sum up, who is to blame for all of this? Who has the ultimate responsibility for the war? Here again, because there are conflicting perceptions, the historian's job is to attend to each and then render the judgment of history. It's also your duty, I should say, in a sense, to try to render your judgment on the history of the war. A favorite of the amateur historian, as I've said, is the devil thesis of history. The notion that when history goes in a certain way, somebody is to blame for it. And either that means it's the President of the United States and his Joint Chiefs of Staff, or to the South Vietnamese leaders, or to Ho Chi Minh and his Politburo, or to the Soviets and the Chinese, who funded the Hanoi War. All of these are responsible, and all more or less equally responsible. This is a legitimate contention, but it can be easily overstated because it becomes simplistic. A fuller, more meaningful interpretation of the war and who is responsible, but this is not also is not all that satisfactory, is that the events of the Vietnam War in the final analysis were beyond the control of all and of everyone. No individual, no group on either side, in fact, nothing and no one was able to dominate the situation, either militarily or diplomatically. Both sides were constrained by a host of factors and the kind of decisions that they could make. Rather, there was an inexorableness about the Vietnam War. From the start, it was a tragic course of events that had to work itself out to completion. Adversaries on all sides were trapped by events. Their leaders were prisoners of policy. If blame must be fixed, it should be placed, as the French say, on the system. But, as I say, the jury is still out on this, as the Monday night football beer commercial has it, you make the call. Okay, I guess that's it. Any questions, comments? All right, see you. The last lecture, I guess, is it? The last hurrah? Yes. Well, sort of the last formal lecture. The cleanup lecture will try to deal with what you should expect from the final exam. Thank you very much. All right. Everybody sign the roll. What was the question?
The take-home final.
Yeah, what about it?
Can I get one?
It's not written yet. I'll give it to you in the last... Maybe I can give it to you next time, but we can discuss it.
Could you do it next class? I'm not going to be here on Tuesday.
Well, next or the time after?
Well, next class two is more. Thursday, and I can't make it on Tuesday after this.
Well, I'll try to have it next time. I'm not sure I'm not exactly giving you the final in that sense, but I'm giving you what you need to know in order to do well on the final.
So we are going to have a final take-home?
Yeah. I'm not too sure what the rules on this take-home are. I've got to find out. Yeah, it will be something you can either do in class or you can take out and bring back.
So we're not going to have a scheduled final in the room?
That's what I have to find out.
Oh, okay. Are you
going to
tell us next time?
Yeah. I'll probably go down there right now if I can find somebody to ask them.
What about the papers?